the issue of homelessness, houselessness in Hawaii, this is going to be one of the issues that's going to make or break the session 2016.
Representative Marcus Oshiro was first elected to the State House of Representatives in 1994 and remains undefeated. He told social advocates there will be other issues next session, but homelessness will be front and center.
The perception by the rank-and-file general constituents of all of us that the so-called problem is getting worse.
Recent surveys indicate that up to 60% of Hawaii's homeless suffer from some form of mental illness. Mental Health America of Hawaii Executive Director Maria Grams says legislation to provide greater access to prescription medication would make a difference.
There are virtually no psychiatrists that will treat people on Medicaid. And it's worse on the neighbor islands. So for 10 years, some of us have been working on a bill, and it would enable clinical psychologists who have a PhD in clinical psychology would go to get a master's in clinical psychopharmacology at the College of Pharmacy in Hilo, and so they would be able to prescribe medication.
Grams says this is not a new idea, which has already been implemented without any major problems by the Defense and Indian Affairs Departments. Advocacy Committee member Betty Lou Larson says Partners in Care will ask for continued funding for housing at last year's level of $80 million, as well as $7 million for human services.
We're looking at housing first. We're asking for $3 million so we can also expand it to the neighbor islands where it's not in place yet. We're asking for $2 million to address families who are working, who can pay a little more rent, but there's that gap between the market and what they can pay. So a shallow rent subsidy would help with up to $500 a month.
Families would contribute 40% of their income to receive the subsidy. And the last $2 million would be for intensive homeless outreach across the islands. Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice Executive Director Victor Geminiani says he will be advocating for a 10% refundable state earned income tax credit. He says low to moderate income taxpayers will get immediate relief.
The best way you can do that is through tax policy. It's the immediate infusion of cash in someone's pocket. And if you don't think $600, which would be a 10% EITC, it makes a difference in the life of a family of four living on $18,000, $19,000 of before-tax dollars, you don't know what it is to be poor and try to ultimately deal with the challenges you have at that kind of salary.
The credit will help more than 300,000 people, 42% of them children. Representative Oshiro says 2016 is an election year. Tourism and construction are both up, and there's money to fund social programs.
When Governor Abercrombie left office two summers ago, he left a fund balance of $847 million. We have never had that kind of fund balance in the general fund, ever. It was the first time. We're in a very good place, and this is a very good opportunity.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.